Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to one of the top 100 real estate marketing podcasts in the world. You have found episode number 486 of the Mail Right Podcast. And today, yes, today, we are going to discuss how to get found on Google fast. In 2025, the most asked question of my entire SEO career, how can you make this all happen fast? All right, before we get started and dig into this really juicy topic, let's go ahead and introduce you to the voices in your earballs. On my left, I have the amazing Jonathan Dinwood. He is the founder of MailRight. He is one of the top podcasters for WordPress. And for those of you that don't know, WordPress is a content management system that most people, including John and I, build websites on, and especially residential realtor websites. So he's got that going for him, and he's also got the fact that he's been a many-time entrepreneur, a researcher, and I can go on and on. But before I do any of that, let's let the man introduce himself. John, take it away.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I'm the co-founder of mail-right.com. We're a CRM, a website builder using AI technology, and a marketing platform all rolled up in a really affordable price that starts month to month around $49. Back over to you, Rob.
All right. And my name is Robert Newman. I am a lifetime salesperson, sales leader. I've worked for major corporations like Sprint, AT&T, and MCI. And over the last 16 years, I've been in real estate marketing. The last 9 as the founder of Inbound REM, a real estate inbound marketing company that focuses on SEO and AIO. So without any, which in case though you don't know, that search engine optimization and autonomous intelligence optimization. So now before we dig into this, obviously as an SEO guy, how to get found fast in 2025 is a subject near and dear to my heart. And John has just informed me as we were getting ramped up for the show that we took some of these insights or took some of the ideas at least from Neil Patel. So I'm super excited to get into this. He's one of my favorite content producers that talks about search engine optimization. His approach, his humility has always appealed to me, and his simplicity as well. So if you haven't checked them out, please do so. Without any further ado, and actually let me rephrase, if you're interested in SEO and you haven't checked them out, please do so. All right. So, John, we're going to I'm dropping into this, and I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Have you done SEO for your own website?
Oh, it's what I do every day. My digital marketing and trying to get traffic to my website, which has been interesting for the last 8 months. My traffic for the WP Tonic and the MailRight website was going up quite a bit. And it's been a real struggle because the market's really changed, hasn't it?
It really has. It really has. So it's taken a bit, right? It's taking a while. You're saying you're seeing increases, but it's taking a while. It's taking
It was going really quite nicely. And then it took a major hit with all the updates, Google, and all the changes around AI and Google, how Google displays information there, but I think everybody I've discussed that selling products or services in WordPress or on their website have all seen a decline in, well, actually, I saw a major decline in traffic, but I've managed to get my, well, increase it considerably, but it still has meant a decline in actual clicks.
Right. Okay, so thank you for that answer, and I think that your answer is going to be consistent with the experience of a lot of different people. Okay, so when you're talking about SEO, part of what frustrates people is this: you know, it's not only how long it takes; it's also its consistency, which is how so many people, John, have stepped away from SEO. Which is why I always tell you, even my competitors, like I've always said to you, I'm not all that worried about people competing with me. If it was easy, nobody would do it. I mean, everybody would do it. And it's not easy at all. So one of the things that we're going to talk about on the show today is not only how to rank fast, but how to rank consistently. It's not easy. I'm not even going to intro the show to you and say, oh, this is easy stuff. It's not. We've really had to work at it, and we had to do a huge amount of prep. But the truth is our traffic is also growing by the tune of 100%. We're leaving our competitors in the dust. There's a lot of different reasons for that. But one of the main reasons is that clarion call of user behavior that I've discussed with you this entire show and behind the scenes, John, has finally turned, like, after years of work, really, really, really took off. Like, we've always made content better than most of the people we compete against. And we've spent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it as a small company, which is crazy talk. But now, when things are rough and Google is literally looking in a category and saying, we only want one or two people in this category, not 10, because that's what AI is doing. Now we're light years ahead of everybody else, and they're going to have a very hard time catching us. So what and how do all of you, our dear listeners, as John likes to say, how do we do this? How do we get it done fast? How do we do it in general? And we're gonna start this real conversation off about and talk about AI. But I'm curious to know, John, because I didn't read whatever you read on Neil Patel. Your number one show note here is why AI content isn't enough. I don't even think that people know what AI content is who are listening to this show right now. So why don't you take number two and jump into whatever it is you studied as the background to the show that we're doing today?
Well, it's the using AI to write content, you know, blogs, articles, and not edit it. I for various reasons went into it heavily. And I was gaining a lot of traffic, and then Google brought out a update and they penalized me quite heavily. I've managed to get all that back by editing the content a lot more, checking it a lot more, adding video. And I use technology. I use a very expensive humanizer. And it's consistent. I'm playing with fire though, but I haven't got a large or semi-large offshore writing team like what you've got, Rob. So, and the content I was producing, I did have a couple writers, but I was never really that happy with the content they provided. And I think we are providing good content. But I had to put in processes, and this is the contradiction of the AI industry. Don't get me wrong, I'm not an AI hater. I use a lot of it, and it's made me a lot more productive. And I think you have remarked you've seen that. But Google hates if you don't edit, if you don't add value through video, quizzes, surveys, whatever you add to the page, or you write it yourself, it really doesn't really rate AI. And that's a contradiction, because obviously Google's a major player in the AI field, but it's the contradiction of the AI industry in general. You've got to understand that these are amazing propagandists that are really pushing their own book of business. So anything that comes from the AI industry, you really got to take it with a pinch of salt, haven't you?
Yeah. Times 10. It's just a group of guys and gals trying to ride the wave of ease and efficiency, but they're doing it on the back of other people's work. And hear me carefully here, ladies and gentlemen. The first lawsuits for this AI stuff are happening now for reals, like in real time. There are many cases in court right now. Why? Because large language models, or what we are calling AI, because it's not AI, it's not even close. Yeah. Okay, it's not autonomous intelligence.
Okay, that you say it before.
It's something. It's basically a plagiarization tool right now. I'm not saying it won't be.
It's pattern recognition. It's language has a lot of patterns in it, and mathematics has a lot of patterns. And as a pattern recognition improvement, you know, it is a technological marvel, but it is like a glorified parrot. It is, it's using speed and mathematics to make. And the problem with it is the language that they utilize, like learning, or they use a certain degree of language, which is extremely misleading, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. And you're right. I don't pretend to understand the science or mathematics. These are very smart kids that are creating this technology. So please don't misunderstand me. They are very smart people doing something interesting. But they are doing it using a data pool that we have all collectively created.
Yeah.
Okay. And that means that all those, whether you know it or you don't know it, whether it's a big piece of the data pool or not, they're like all the original models, DeepSeek, and like they're not attributing the work, whereas Gemini is attributing the work. Gemini is the AI that Google has. So Gemini is attributing your work, at least. They're giving you 10 places to go when they give you a deep answer. Now, I will be honest, I use AI for about 30% of my searches right now. And the ones that I'm using it for are deep searches. When I need a really complex answer to a very big question that's like a sentence or two long, I use AI. I use Gemini or I use ChatGPT. And so all my other stuff I use standard Google searches for. Why do I say that? Because Google has to have a plagiarism method, and they've figured out a very good one. I'm not going to share it with any of you because I don't want anybody to hack it. But they've got a very good tool in place that's going to be very hard to beat, that says that what you want is 20% of the content that you're looking, that you're producing, needs to be original. So when we do use AI, we have very, very competent writers/editors who get in there and change significantly the structure of an article. We use AI mostly for ideas because it is very good for that. It's like really, really good for that. John, who didn't really say this, but he's got a disability. So it makes sense for him.
I wouldn't say I object to you saying that. I see it as a difficulty. I don't see it as a disability because that has connotations that intellectually I have a problem, and I'm not the sharpest tool in the toolbox, but I'm not the bluntest either. So I would slightly push back, but I'm not having a go at you.
Okay. Robert. This is fair. Okay. So I made a mistake, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to retract what I just said. I'm actually going to go with a clinical book definition. John has dyslexia, which is quantified as a neurobiological learning difficulty. That's what it's called, a neurobiological learning difficulty. So it's not a disability. It is a neurobiological learning difficulty. So is that fair?
Yeah, I would say that it's a reality, but disability is regrettable, but disability in our culture, in our history, it's all around what we discussed last week around archetypes. It has... That term has a lot of baggage with it, hasn't it?
It does. I will say this, though, for those listening to the show, and I should probably say it to you, too. There's a famous swimmer who has won like 9 gold medals, Mike something or another, and he has one lung, one functioning lung. my opinion about whatever you want to call it, neurobiological, you know, learning problem. I also, so I have a disability of my own, or if I was going to put it into the same broad category, I'm depressed and I have ADHD. And what that's forced me to do, because I don't have a choice. I have learned to work around, and I have created many, 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 many disciplines in my life to try to make that happen. So I did not, in my brain, say anything negative about John. We're both entrepreneurs, probably because we've had to work so hard at what we do. So we're gonna come back to the show here in a second. We're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about a lot of really important things to get ranking faster and better. Okay. Another thing is that there are some elements, some really positive changes that have happened in the world of social media and SEO that will make a lot of you very, very happy. So stay tuned, because I'm going to drop it on you when we come back from the break.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-write.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You found the best real estate podcast in the world. We would love it if our ranking nationally reflected that. Please go ahead and like or share this content if you're listening on iTunes or Apple Tunes. In particular, we would love it if you would simply like the show, leave a comment on the show, so on and so forth. All right. Now, without any further ado, we're going to get back into our subject, which is how do you get found faster by Google in 2025, which we've barely covered. But we're going to start right now in the latter half of the show. Why brand building is critical for SEO. Now, I know what Neil says, and John, I'm going to take this one from the gate. Here's what's happened. And honestly, Neil is restrained by the fact that he owns a bigger company now. He cannot play with fire anymore about what or how he says things. He's got to dumb down his responses. So I'm not going to, because I don't have a very big company. And I'm going to share something with you that most of you won't realize. There's been a big war between Google and the social media companies, otherwise known as Mark Zuckerberg. I'm sure all of you could figure that out. What happened is that Google and Mark Zuckerberg, with the advent of AI, came to an agreement, and they did so lightning fast that changed the SEO game in a heartbeat. That is, they allowed Google to crawl their websites, which was never allowed before. No Instagram, no Facebook. Okay. Couldn't crawl two of the largest websites in the world. All right. Now Google can, and what's been happening in my experience is video content from Instagram has been becoming wildly visible, wildly. Another thing that is relevant for branding and SEO is that video is getting shown in a day or two at the top of the search engines, okay? So when you start saying, how do you get seen fast? The answer is simple. John and I have been saying it for years. It is video. But there is one small difference that is very worth noting, is now video on Instagram, which never mattered for SEO. It just didn't. It matters a lot. Yeah. And there's a branding logarithm that Google patented that also matters a lot. And here's what the branding logarithm is. They now have a new element where they're looking for people who use your brand name. My brand name is InboundREM. Okay. John's is Mail-Write. The more people search for your brand name, your actual brand name, Google has made that the equivalent of what link building used to be. As a matter of fact, link building counts for about 20% of your SEO score. Well, it used to be 60. So what have they done? Where have they counterbalanced things? This is one of the only new layers to the algorithm that's been added in the last 5 years. What they've done is they've counted brand mentions, the place that they're coming from, and we suspect how many followers that you have. So now all of a sudden, being an influencer and being a brand creator and a content creator and things like that, they are starting to carry weight about how fast you can rank. So if you're, if you, yeah. Okay. So John, take it away.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think they're looking for signals. They're like, is your brand talked about in its niche? Are you talked about in your niche, you know, in your local area? They're looking for signals. And do you make videos? Are they on Instagram? Are they on YouTube? Are they on TikTok? Because Patel talks about this, that there's one video I watched and he was saying that Google's lost market share. The amount of searches has gone up, but when you look, people are searching on Amazon, people are doing search on TikTok, people are doing searches on Instagram. It's more fragmented. But if you can be on all these platforms using video and other strategies, and they're giving the right signals, I think, you know, Google and the other platforms, it does you a lot of good. Another thing, I listen to a podcast almost every day, and it's the Edward Sturm, the Edward Show, and he does a SEO podcast every day. It's a video, and he talks about using the power of press releases, and that is a strategy that I've been using for over a year. You can get press releases written, and you can have them syndicated quite cheaply on a number of reasonably priced press release platforms, and they really give signals to Google, strong signals, and can really help you. It's a more sophisticated methodology, and it does have an element of backlinking as well. But the video, and there are methodologies, and if you use them, you're going to be one of the winners in the next 18 months.
Which leads us really nicely into a subject that John added here. Now, I have to give a little bit of a runway. There's something that calls backlinks. That is when a website owner adds a link to your website on their website. Now, so many people have tried to game the system. The ways and methods in which Google has started to quantify these backlinks is insane. They have whole secondary algorithms that run that say, do you have a natural looking backlinking profile? How many times have somebody used an anchor text on that link so you can put the text over a link? They analyze every element of these links, including how many come from a single domain pointed at you. Believe it or not, get too many coming from the same domain, and now all of a sudden you get penalized. So the best and easiest and most effective way to build backlinks without hacking the system is going to be probably, and I didn't even read necessarily what Neil specifically wrote, but I've got to tell you all that what we've been finding effective ourselves is, number one, really, 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 really user-focused content. Okay, that just means make sure that whatever you do, it's so much, don't do a blog post a week. If it takes you a month, it takes you a month. Just make sure that whatever you're producing is incredibly useful to your audience, because then they will backlink to it, especially with the proliferation of AI and low-quality content or content that sounds or looks a lot like everybody else's. Right now, even more than in the past, really great, unique, user-focused content is winning with the backlinking strategy. Guest blog posts of the same high quality still work and actually work better than ever. So if you can get somebody to take a blog post from you and put it on their website, and it's really high quality work, then you will most likely see a massive amount of value, especially if you happen to get that guest blog post on a website that has a lot of traffic and a lot of ranking, because now we know for sure that Google is tracking traffic. That just means, put simply, quality score to your blog post is, are people clicking on it and are people reading it? And yeah, Google does measure that.
But as you know, Robert's agency is a legitimate agency, but some of the worst agencies in the SEO space are backlink SEO agencies. because I've dealt with a few over the years. They are some of the most scammy SEO agencies on the earth, in my opinion. But the only two strategies I haven't, I've got a good, on the WP Tonic, I've got a good landscape for backlinks. But the only two strategies that I've utilised is press releases and also going on other people's podcasts. I really ramped that up over the year, going on other people's podcasts, and they write a piece on their website. They normally have a link back to yours, and utilizing some press release strategies, which I'm increasing. I found these two, as you know, Robert, there was a lot of backlink SEO agencies that were getting backlinks from India, from news websites. There was a number of business focused websites based in the US that was selling, you know, you could have a post if you gave them a certain amount of money. I think Google's hammered this quite considerably, but I think going on podcasts and press releases, they're much more harder for, because it's legitimate. So Google can't do much about it because it is legitimate. So that's what I suggest. I don't know how. I think you can go on a few local podcasts if you're in a reasonable-sized city as a real estate agent. If you've got something to say, you pitch yourself and you go out there and you've got a good story, you probably can get on some local, and you can definitely do the press release methodology. What do you reckon, Rob?
I agree with those things 100%. For every person, you find a way to be successful. I have a hard time sitting down and writing. So I've hired people. Now, I hired people as soon as I had the money to do so, probably when it was still a huge risk based on my financial status, because what would take a average normal person takes me about, like, to do it in an hour, it takes me 16 to 20. And I get irritated and angry because I don't focus well. I've never focused well, not since I was in grade school. I was held back in third grade. So John and I struggle from different things, but my attention deficit disorder is insane. It is so, I have to have a completely silent house, kick everything and everybody, including my animals, out of the house and lock all the doors and windows.
The poor animals.
And put on headphones and really focus if I want to write, Now, here's a weird side junction to that, though. I can do video content in seconds. I can riff in a way that most people cannot. And that is fascinating to me, is that what people struggle with in terms of, you turn on the camera, you throw me in front of a crowd, you do it right now, and I will be fine. I will talk to them as if they are one person, and I will riff, not maybe as well as if I had researched and studied, but about 80 to 90% of that level, and I'll do it right on the spot. So we all have our skills and talents, ladies and gentlemen. Figure out what yours are. John is correct. Press releases work. Being on podcasts work, and it works for two reasons. What you want to do today is you want to create a relationship between you and your audience using the mass media tools that are available to us. It is so important that people know, trust, and believe in who you are, because that is the extra sauce into making great content. When people already understand who you are, they will read what you have to say with more attention. They will watch what you have to say with more attention. It becomes very, very important to create a relationship between you and your audience. And John is naming one way is a branding method. That's press releases. But creating a relationship with the audience, which is the going on podcasts, since John is quite good at it, and he's been doing it a long time, I couldn't agree with that more. I love that for you.
And you get the backlink in the show notes, don't you?
And you get the backlink in the show notes. So last but not least, we've covered this in pieces, but we're going to close the door on this episode by saying, here's the two top mistakes that, and we pulled these notes from Neil Patel, but I agree with them. And they're happening in real estate all the time, this subject. They're happening every bloody day. And you're not going to listen to me and John. And that's fine. You will get kneecapped. Okay. So the two most common mistakes, according to my really fast AI search, because John hates this, but I rarely do like background research before we turn the cameras on. But ignoring the, here's the one thing that was new. The second thing we've already said in the show is ignoring the shift to decision-driven moments across various platforms rather than just focusing on Google search traffic, which is weird for SEO guys to say, but I couldn't agree with Neil more. Decision-making as it relates to places that people are holding reviews. Google is moving in the direction to be one of those decision-making platforms in the form of Google Business Profiles. Because what's happening is people are going to silos or funnels where they get all of their information. Like if you go to Amazon, this is a great example of this decision-making process. Because what happens is you look at a product, you see your other similar products, and then when you're getting ready to think about buying the product, if you're anything like me, you read 100 reviews if it's over like $50. Okay? You read so many reviews. And when you finally decide the product that you want, you then buy it all inside the platform. Real estate is much the same. Zillow, Trulia, these big platforms are making it so that people can make all of those decisions inside the platform. Now, I don't like either one of those two platforms. But I'm going to tell you that a lot of people use them, which is no surprise. Okay. Another thing about this other place. So how would you combat that? Well, you just have a profile. Doesn't matter. You shouldn't advertise with those guys.
We shouldn't even have to say this in 2025, but we're having to, aren't we?
Right. Because that's another mistake. All of you are going to put yourself out of business because of how convenient the leads are coming from Zillow. All right. Great. I've been blue in the face. Like, I understand there's a lot of you out there that make $10,000 to $30,000 a month and using them. That's great. They're going to turn you into commission only salespeople. Mark my words. And you will eventually get X'd out because they are building up their business so that they can hand off that pipeline to somebody else that will give them 50% of the deal or better. All right. Which means that basically you're working for them. So, the most common SEO, so not focusing on this platformic change. And the second one, which John has already covered, and I'm going to let him add his addendums to both these subjects, is, guys, AI is a great tool. It is, but you cannot use it to produce something sight unseen. You will get your...
It's poison, isn't it?
I mean, you will get NetShot or whatever is equivalent in such a way that it will blow your mind, and it will happen so fast, and it will make your head spin because you will see some success, and then Google will figure it out, and they will truncate your results. The penalty for noticeable AI content is 80%. 80%. It's insane how steep the penalty is.
Yeah, like I say, I use a humanizer. I want to give a resource that that's educated me a lot. It's a Russian called Glad Avanov, mm-hmm. and he does. He's got a YouTube channel, and it's called Search Gap Method. That's his website, Search Gap Method. And he got out of Russia when Putin was inscripting people into the army, and he fled with his family. I think they're living in Argentina, and he does a hardcore SEO AI YouTube channel, and he's a bit of a character, and it's really intense stuff, but I think he's one of the best when it comes to using AI and not getting destroyed by Google, because if you're doing what I'm doing, you got to understand what you're getting involved with. But these people that are just pasting stuff directly, they're just going to get hammered, aren't they, Robert?
They really are. They really are. And please check out this resource. Just understand this. I'm going to say my piece on this. If you get this wrong, you can call a guy like me, and I'm going to tell you quite simply, start over.
Yeah.
Okay. So don't experiment without understanding the risks. All right. Especially for those of you that have an established website that is ranking for something that you care about.
I wouldn't advise the average. Please don't listen to these other voices. Listen to Robert. Please, even though I'm pushing it, but if you're the average real estate agent, you must not listen to these voices that say, just get AI content and just whack it onto your website. Listen to Robert, because it is going to F you up bad.
Yeah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we really appreciate your earballs. We're going to ask one more time, and I've been hammering away at this over the last six episodes or so. So we got ranked in a place called Million Podcasts. We're number 86 on that list. And most of the people that ranked this were from back when John was doing this podcast in 2017. So John actually generated a lot of the reviews that came through before I joined the show. I'm unsure. I would like to think that I'm not doing a worse job, but
you've been a great, you know, we've had our moments, but I think for the past 18 months, I've really enjoyed our partnership, really. I think we've produced some excellent stuff. I think we've gelled a lot more. I don't know why, but I think we understand one another a bit more. And I think we should be in the top 10, because I think we have given some great value.
So do I. So if you're listening on iTunes, you're listening on someplace else, just please do us a favor. Give us a thumbs up. Leave a comment. It helps promote the show. It really does amazing things for us as two entrepreneurs who work very, very hard at this. And both John and I, so far as yet, the podcast stuff has been, it's not been a zero production medium for me, but mostly it's a public service. So anything you can do to help get it out in front of other people, so that they can hear what we have to say, because some of the time, like today with AI stuff, we really drop stuff that people who are in real estate really do need to hear. And so if you care at all about that, care about your coworkers losing some money, like this stuff, share it, that kind of thing. All right, I'm done. If you'd like to reach out to me, if you'd like to talk to me, if you'd like to see what I've got to say on my website, if you'd like to see why our website is so bulletproof in today's SEO environment, go to inboundrem.com and hit the About or Services pages, or if you want to talk to me, or just check the website out if you don't.
And if you want to know more about MailRight, just go to mail-right.com. Have a look what we got to offer. It's a fabulous package. And you can book a free chat with me or my partner, and we'll show you the platform. And we'd love you to join us, because it is really fab now. Back over to you, Rob.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Robert and John and the MailRight podcast. We cannot say thank you enough. We know how valuable your time and attention is, but that is our show. Tune in next week when we've got a lot of more really good information for you to help market your business.